Emily here from the Willow Pod. And today is really exciting. We've got with us Derbyshire's Police and Crime Commissioner, Angelique Foster. Hello, Commissioner.
Hello, Emily, and thank you for having me in this morning.
Well, it's lovely to have you. I know you've been very busy just lately. One of the things you've been really busy working on is Derbyshire's Violence Against Women and Girls strategy, isn't it?
Yes. If you remember last time I was on your podcast, we were talking about some of the work that I'm doing to improve the way we tackle violence against women and girls in Derbyshire. So it was really important to me that we had a very specific Derbyshire strategy to bring all partners together, make sure we co-produced a strategy with the public and victims of crime, but also that we brought all the partners around the table to make sure we focus on really how we're going to improve the way we approach violence against women and girls. So focus of mine, focus on raising awareness and the public understanding of these crimes, but also encourage more reporting of the type of crimes. So over the last 3 years, since I took over as a Police and Crime Commissioner, as you know, we've had a strategy that has been worked on by partners and that was launched in June 2022. So all the work that we've been doing has been to try and implement this strategy and make sure that we have all the relevant partners and organisations together to work on a unified approach to tackle women violence against women and girls.
So what has come out of that consultation with the public? What have you implemented to help the women and girls of Derbyshire?
Well, some of the things that have come out with the public consultation we did very early on is that we know that a lot of women who have been victims of violence or stalking have not felt very confident to come and report it because of various reasons. There could be some family reasons. There could be the trust in the police force, which was really, really damaged over the last few years. So various reasons. So some of the thing I've done as a Police and Crime Commissioner is I've increased the scrutiny of the police force because part of my role is to hold the Chief Constable to account. I've increased the scrutiny overall of the Derbyshire Constabulary, but specifically on how they tackle violence against women and girls. So I have regular meetings with the Chief Constable where I ask her to evidence to me what improvements they made in terms of policing. And out of that, there's a lot of things have changed over the last 3 years. And you might be aware that we now have different teams that have been created within the Constabulary. One is a domestic abuse review team. We've got the rape and serious sexual offence team. We've also got the missing person teams who are working incredibly hard to help tackle violence against women and girls and improve ways we safeguard victims and provide that support as well. But we've also made sure as part of our strategy that we've increased the voice of residents in Derbyshire. So I have another Vogue survey that's currently out where I'm asking not just women and girls, but all residents of Derbyshire to give us their views and talk about their experience in terms of crime so that we can improve things even further. And I don't know if you remember, but we had a conference as well, the first conference in Derbyshire on violence against women and girls last September, which brought again all partners together with also victims of crimes who came and explained to us the experience that they've had in terms of domestic abuse and sexual violence. So that was really interesting. But this is all targeted to make things better for the victims, but also improve the way we look at those issues and how can we also avoid them happening in future? How can we deal with perpetrators as well to stop them reoffending? So there's a lot of things that are taking place at the moment. There's another aspect of the work that I do, and you'll be aware because I do commission the Willow Project, which is a fantastic project that really appreciate the work that you're doing. But I commission a number of projects, a number of services for Derbyshire who help victims of crime. Some of them, for example, are helping victims of stalking. So we've got new stalking advocates in Derbyshire. I also commissioned services for the Elm Foundation to support domestic abuse residents in Derbyshire. We've got services that will help you know, provide independent sexual violence and domestic violence advisor service. So there's a whole raft of services that we provide as part of our, you know, strategy to tackle violence against women and girls across the county and Derby City.
So you mentioned there the stalking advocates. Are you able to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, so you will remember that we had a really tragic event in Derbyshire with the murder of Gracie Spinks, which was a very, very traumatic event back in 2021. It was very early on when I had first been elected as a police and crime commissioner, and Gracie sadly was murdered by her stalker, and she had reported him to the police. There's been issues with regard to that, and we know that there's been an inquest, so it's probably not appropriate that I discuss this in details here. But what it meant is that we had in Derbyshire, I asked the chief constable to really review the way they were tackling stalking and providing services to stalking victims. Out of that, very early on, we had a conversation that we were going to create a stalking advocates, and I've been able to fund two stalking advocates, one in Derbyshire, one in Derby City, and those are completely independent advocates. So they help victims regardless of whether or not they want to report their issue to the police. Obviously, we will always try and get them to report to the police because that's the best way to try and avoid repeat offending. However, if for whatever reason they don't feel comfortable with reporting their stalker to the police, there's still some service available for them. There's still some support available for them. And that's provided by Crossroads in Derbyshire, who's a service that we work very closely with and already provide a lot of services to domestic abuse victims. And we work in Derby City with a service called GLOW. And they've had some really good examples of the people they've been able to support. And obviously, it's to support those stalking advocates are there to support men, women as well. But the majority of those victims who have come forward so far are women. And as we know, that they're more likely to be victim of stalking in the first place.
You also mentioned, as we were just chatting there, that you've implemented the specialist policing teams, such as the missing persons unit. Are you able to tell me how successful they've been?
Yes, so the implementation of the new teams has been done by Derbyshire Constabulary on the back of my strategy. So to make sure that they review the way they tackle violence against women and girls. So one of the team is a missing person team. And the reason I found it really important to kind of promote the work that has been done within Derbyshire Constabulary is because some of the work that is being done is behind closed door and doesn't get talked about very much. So I'm glad you're asking me this question. So the missing person team was created in April 2022. And it was set up to improve the response of the constabulary to missing persons and especially those who are likely to be then become victim of exploitation. So some of the things they are responsible for is investigating, locating and safeguarding missing people and provide some liaison services with the families involved. But they also have the responsibility to manage some of the cold cases. Some of the success they have had, which is absolutely fantastic, since their creation, the team has been able to reduce the number of cold cases for missing persons from 40 people to 17 people. So it's quite an incredible. So that's only since 2022. And to give you some indication of how successful that team has been, since January this year, there has not been a single person who has been missing for longer than 28 days. So that brings resolution, regardless of what's happened with regard to the victim. It brings closure to that family. Sometimes it's very positive, sometimes it can be quite traumatic, but at least we're bringing closure to that family much better than we were able to do in the past. But bringing you back to why it's important to promote that team in terms of the work that they do related to violence against women and girls, to give you an indication, so in terms of reduction of the people that go missing, since their creation, they have had a 12% reduction of repeat missing persons, which is one of the best results nationally. So it's incredible work. In a very short space of time, they've been able to improve things for residents in Derbyshire. And when you think that 48%, there's been a 48% reduction as well in children missing from care. And as we know, those young people or young children missing from who are missing from care form the biggest cohort of missing persons in Derbyshire. That's really incredible as well. So 48% reduction is incredible. But if you bring back those numbers, 44% of missing person reports in Derbyshire relate to women and girls. And those women and girls who are missing, 60%, so the majority, will be under 18. So when you look at the data behind that, it brings it home how incredibly important it is that we have those targeted activities, those teams that are being resourced properly within Derbyshire Constabulary, and the incredible work that they are able to do in Derbyshire. So when it comes to sexual exploitation, for example, again, 77% of child sexual exploitation, those would be girls aged under 16. So really important that we work hard. So the missing person team has been incredible. The work they are doing often gets unrecognized, but it's really making a big difference in Derbyshire. And we've got cases, for example, recently of a young female who went missing, and there was evidence and intelligence that there was a link to a perpetrator of human trafficking and exploitation, modern slavery. And within, I think it was within 4 hours, the missing person team were able to locate that young female, safeguard that young female, but also apprehend the perpetrator, and which led to prosecution. So some incredible stories that often goes unnoticed, but it's really important that people are reassured there's a lot of work that has taken place over the last 3 years in Derbyshire when it comes to violence against women and girls.
Well, as a Derbyshire resident myself, that news is extremely reassuring. Also, as a mother of a girl under 16,
yes,
as well.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Now, I've seen on the internet and also in the newspapers that you've also funded a smart water campaign. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so some of the things that is also happening, and again, it's a small project to start with. We've looked at ways in trying to stop reoffending, and it's really important because obviously, we're working with perpetrators in terms of making sure that we have some schemes for to work with perpetrators to stop them reoffending when it comes to domestic abuse, sexual violence, or stalking. So working with the offenders to make sure we stop them reoffending, and eventually that will reduce the number of victims as well. So that's kind of the thinking behind that. But we've got a really good project, which is, as you said, a smart water project, which is actually, it's a home kit that's provided to victims of domestic abuse or stalking. And they are given a canister of what we call smart water, and which can be sprayed on the perpetrator if they are approached by them. And what it is, the technology is provided by a company called Deterrtech, is called. And actually, once the perpetrator has been sprayed with that smart water, the forensic scientists will only need a trace of smart water the size of a full stop to be able to identify the unique code. And that unique code will be used as irrefutable evidence that will link the criminal to the scene of their crime. So it's a fantastic technology. It's making sure that once it's spread, it can show up on the skin for up to 6 weeks as well. So any perpetrators will carry that on their skin for at least 6 weeks. So it gives plenty of chance for the police to carry out their investigation and get the prosecution file really tight to make sure that it goes to court. And what we find as well is that smart water can withstand explosive blasts, harsh solvents, and the worst weather conditions possible for a minimum of 5 years. So it's really high-tech things. So when we're looking at tackling violence against women and girls, we're also looking at how we can move things along using technology, investing in technology to make sure that, one, the victims are protected and they feel protected and more confident, but also when it comes to perpetrators, they are we are able to provide the court with, you know, really strong forensic evidence that will, you know, tie in the perpetrator to the crime itself. So what we're looking at, that smart water has very high conviction rates in contested court cases. And to give you again, because I do like to look at data and to evidence what we're doing. So when the smart water was trialed as a deterrent in West Yorkshire, we had report 60% of the victims who took part in the scheme reported a decrease in repeat incidents. So that's 60% of victims who were not approached again or, you know, were able to use that technology as deterrent. So that was fantastic. And 73% of the victims, 122 victims of domestic abuse were given the smart water. That's still in the West Yorkshire scheme. And 73% reported that there was no further perpetrator contact. So it's quite significant data that's coming back. And those victims have also said that they felt much more confident and much more trustful of the police on the back of that. So it's working in many ways. So the trial in Derbyshire, we're really keen to get it. So I funded the first trial, which was covering the areas of Chesterfield and Erewash. And we've now been able to extend this trial and roll out the scheme throughout Derbyshire. So some really good feedback already from the police force who have been able to provide victims in Derbyshire with that smart water kit. So I'm looking forward to hear back from the victims once the scheme has been rolled out fully across Derbyshire.
That's so much more than I thought it was. I'd read about it a little bit as I say, online, but I didn't realise it was so clever.
Yes, it's amazing. And I think it's really important as well that we need to use traditional ways of dealing with violence against women and girls, but keeping that on the agenda and keeping partners focused, making people think outside the box and what else can we add to the traditional ways of dealing with those issues? What else can we do? And using technology in that sense, I'm hoping that, you know, our women and girls in Derbyshire will feel confident and will feel a bit more trustful that, you know, things are being done, things are there to help them. So please, please, please do come forward if you are a victim of violence, if you are a victim of stalking or sexual abuse or domestic abuse. I want every woman and girl in Derbyshire and Derby City to feel confident. They can come to us, can come to the police, can come to the services we're providing across the county. Report it and come and talk to us to make sure that we are able to help you as best we can.
Oh, thank you for that. Now, I might be putting you a little bit on the spot here, but the last thing I'd like to know, after all the things you've achieved since you've been Police and Crime Commissioner, what is it that you're most proud of?
Right, okay. So I'm going to keep it to the subject matter. There's a lot of things that I've done across the board in order to reduce crime in Derbyshire, reduce the fear of crime. And I'm really, really happy with some of the things that I've been able to deliver over the last 3 years on behalf of residents. But keeping it to violence against women and girls, from my perspective, I would say that notwithstanding some of the you know, the missing person team, which I'm really proud of, the smart water scheme that I'm really proud of, and some of the service that I've been able to support over the last 3 years. The fact that violence against women and girls is still very much in focus in Derbyshire, because I think we talked about it last time, but my worry, back in 2021, when I first became Police and Crime Commissioner, Violence against women and girls was everywhere in the newspapers because we had a sad case of Sarah Everard's murder by a police officer. So everybody was talking about violence against women and girls. We had marches and protests in London about it, and in Derby City we had. My worry was at that time that once it's disappeared from the headlines in the newspapers, then the focus is going away from that agenda. So for me, it was very important that I included violence against women and girls, and I included the request for a Derbyshire-specific strategy within my police and crime plan. And the purpose of that was that I knew that with doing that, it will remain in people's mind and it will be the focus of our work throughout my term. And 3 years on, what I'm really proud of is that it's still very much on top of everybody's agenda who I'm working with. It's certainly on top of the Derbyshire Constabulary's agenda. And some of the things that we are introducing, like the smart water, has come from Derbyshire Constabulary's team. So it shows that we're still working on ways to improve all the time. So I would say that if you ask me in that area, what I'm most proud of is to have kept that in everybody's mind and everybody's focus up to now. And I will carry on doing so for the rest of my term, and certainly beyond that, if I get to be chosen by the residents of Derbyshire again.
Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us. I know you're a very, very busy lady, but we do appreciate you making the time. And I do wish you all the luck in the future, whatever that may bring.
Thank you very much. And can I just say, Emily, can I just put right back at you, thank you for the work you're doing with the Willow Project. You're doing a fantastic work, and you know, you're helping people out there who are needed that extra support. So it's my thanks to you as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I hope we get to speak to you again soon. But for now, thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you and bye-bye. Yeah.